This is Mountain Radio. I'm Mark Menichini. Our guest is Nathalie Stutzmann. She's the world-famous French contralto. She's also a conductor. And in 2009, she created Orfeo 55, a chamber music ensemble. And here in Verbier, I interviewed her just a couple of minutes before she went into rehearsals. You will be directing and also singing. Is this something usual to do both during one concert?
It became usual for me, but I think it's quite unique, actually. I'm the only one in the world doing this, so it's a bit special. You know, as a singer, you have only one line to sing, and sometimes it's very frustrating because you cannot really have the real control of the whole interpretations of the works. And to combine both is really magic because you feel like an instrument in the middle of other instruments. So I think it's quite exciting.
What's part of the challenges of having to do both?
Well, you need two brains, first of all. One is dedicated to your voice and your interpretation, and the other one is, of course, to take care of the orchestra, so it's a very good exercise for your brain. The challenge is, of course, also a physical one, because you really have to give everything. It's something really generous, because the orchestra needs you. They need your energy, they need you to be there to help. And then you also have possibly to take care of you, what you do when you have to sing. But this is the challenge, just to be the one who brings the energy, but also to keep some energy for yourself.
Can you tell us about the creation of Orfeo 55? Because I understand this was also a very strong desire of yours.
Yeah, a crazy one, because it's so demanding. But I thought it will never happen, because it's very complicated to create your own chamber orchestra. But I was very lucky. I got people who were interested in, and I got a beautiful residence in a great hall in France, which is a Metz Arsenal. So it helped a lot to develop the orchestra. And my orchestra plays period instrument, but also on modern instruments. So we can open a very wide repertoire from the Baroque to the Romantic. We also perform Tchaikovsky and this kind of thing. So it's very bright and open. So I think the possibilities are going to be for years.
What's the way forward? What's ahead?
Well, I hope the orchestra will develop as much as possible. Of course, we are always in need of money, so this is the main problem we have, because without that, we cannot increase the size of the orchestra. And also, we need better scores, and we need to perform more.
Nathalie Stutzmann, how have you seen the music business evolve? Because you're so engaged with it.
The competition is very hard today. The fact that all countries are now open and all generations are mixing makes it extremely difficult and challenging. In a way, it's very rich, because you have those kind of different interpretations coming from all over the world. And in the meantime, the danger is to get a general international sound, which I really fight. So I try to really get, you know, something really personal. You like it or not, but it stays something really special.